Well, a fellow went to McDonald's and he was waiting in line to order his dinner. And he noticed that there was a very elderly couple in front of him and they ordered only one hamburger. Well, he thought that, well, maybe they were poor and maybe he should offer to buy them more than just the one burger. So he walked up and said, you know, I'd like to buy you another burger. After all, there's two of you. And the woman said, well, thanks for the offer, but my husband and I have been married for over 50 years and we share everything. That's why we only order one hamburger and we split it. We share it. Well, so they ordered their burger and this fellow sat pretty close to the older couple and he noticed that the husband was eating the hamburger all by himself. And he walked over to the woman and said, I thought you said you share everything. Why aren't you eating half the hamburger? Oh, she said, I will, but right now I'm waiting to borrow his dentures. In today's gospel, we also have the fact that the Lord wanted to eat something to prove that he was risen from the dead. And when he, after he rose from the dead, first he showed them his hands and his side. He showed the disciples, you know, look at my hands and my feet. Look at the nail marks. Touch my hands and feet. And then he said, to prove to you I am not a ghost, give me a meal. Give me something to eat. And they gave him a piece of baked fish. And the Lord ate that to prove that he was not a ghost. He had truly been raised from the dead. And when we look at the historical fact of the resurrection, we know that it is the very central teaching of Christianity that Jesus Christ rose from the dead on Easter morning. St. Paul says, if Christ was not raised from the dead, then our faith is in vain and we are still in our sins. That's how important the physical bodily resurrection of Jesus Christ is. It's the very foundation of our faith. It was the Lord's crowning miracle, his greatest miracle, that he was raised from the dead. Now, we know, though, there are probably some people in the world who don't believe in the resurrection. And how do we answer them? Well, first of all, this is how we would answer them. We would say, do you believe that the tomb was empty? Well, of course, everybody has to say yes to that, because everybody believes there was an empty tomb. Now, that's a historical fact. The tomb was empty on Easter morning. And there's only two logical explanations for this. Number one, Jesus rose from the dead. Or number two, somebody stole his body. Those are the only two possible explanations for the empty tomb. Either he physically rose from the dead and he left the tomb, walked out of the tomb, or somebody came in and took his body. Somebody stole his body. Well, let's take a look at that. If somebody stole his body, it would either have had to have been his enemies who stole his body or his friends who stole his body, his disciples. Well, we can eliminate the fact that the enemy stole his body because once the apostles began preaching in the street that Jesus is risen from the dead, the enemies of Christianity would have wanted to destroy Christianity, and the best way they could have done that was by producing the dead body of Christ. If the apostle says Jesus is risen from the dead, and they wanted to prove it wasn't the case, they would have produced the body if they had it. They would have dragged out the body and said, he's not risen from the dead. Christianity is a lie. Here is the body of Jesus. Here's his corpse. Therefore, we prove that when he said he would rise from the dead, that he was lying. And that would have put an end to Christianity. If the enemies of Jesus had the body, they would have produced it. Well, why didn't they produce the body? They didn't have it. They did not have the body of Christ. They did not have his dead corpse. They did not have his body. Therefore, we know that the enemies of Jesus had not taken his body. The only other option is that the friends of Christ had stolen the body. The disciples of Christ, did they steal the body? Let's look at this logically. Well, first of all, remember the apostles were scared to death. They were huddled in the upper room for their lives. Jesus was killed. They were next. They were scared to death. They were hiding like scared mice in the upper room. They were so terrified that they would be next. So it's highly unlikely that they would have had the courage, first of all, to steal his body. The apostles, you know, didn't really even expect the resurrection. They were didn't hardly believe in the resurrection, even though Jesus told them again and again that he would rise from the dead. It didn't really sink in. It took them an awful long time to really believe that Jesus Christ was risen from the dead. Even when Mary Magdalene told them that she had seen the risen Lord, they were slow to believe. So it wasn't something that they believed readily or easily or even expected. So would these apostles have risked their lives to go to the tomb during the night? And remember, they had placed a guard at the tomb, about 16 soldiers. The squadron of Roman soldiers were at the tomb. Imagine 16 guards with swords and shields to guard the tomb. Remember, Pontius Pilate had allowed the Romans to guard the tomb. Now, would the apostles, first of all, have been able to get to the body of Christ if they had wanted to try to steal the body? Well, first of all, they would never have done that. They were too scared, especially with the Roman guard. Also, on the tomb was the Roman seal. The tomb had been sealed with a Roman seal, which meant that anybody who touched that tomb, automatic death penalty. If you touched that tomb, you could immediately be killed. That was the Roman seal. Well, of course, after the body of Jesus was missing, the soldiers and Pontius Pilate and the Jewish authorities had to come up with a lie. And they said, well, the guards fell asleep. And while the guards were sleeping, the apostles came and stole his body. Is that very likely that 16 guards would fall asleep on their job? These guards would never leave their post. They would never fall asleep. If they fell asleep, automatic death penalty. They could be killed on the spot for falling asleep on the job. Remember when Pompeii had all the lava? You found Roman soldiers still standing at their post when Vesuvius erupted. Still standing there. Amazing. These guards were the toughest, most vigilant guards. They would not fall asleep on their job. And of course, even if they did fall asleep, how likely is it that all 16 of them would fall asleep and that they would not be awakened by the apostles sneaking there, rolling away the stone, opening the tomb, and taking out the body of Christ? It's not logical. It makes no sense that the apostles would do this. In fact, why would they even do this? Their faith was in Jesus Christ. They were devout Jews, of course, at the time. They were Orthodox Jews. They would not commit the mortal sin of stealing the body, and then commit another mortal sin of perjury, of lying, of saying that Jesus was risen from the dead when they knew that they had his body. They would not commit that double mortal sin of stealing his corpse and then telling everybody he was risen from the dead and lying about it. These were good men. Even though they were scared to death, they would not have done this. In fact, what did they get for preaching the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead? I'll tell you what they got. They got imprisoned, they got tortured, and they got put to death because of their belief in the resurrection. See, it's tough enough to die for the truth, but how many of us would die for a lie? See, the apostles died for the truth of believing in the resurrection. They died for that. How many of them would have died for a lie? Would they really have died if they knew they had the body of Jesus in the floorboards, underneath the floorboards in the upper room? Would they have been willing to be tortured and put to death, killed for that belief in the resurrection? If they knew that he wasn't really raised from the dead, that he was still dead? It's very unlikely. In fact, it's really illogical and impossible to hold that these apostles would have stolen his body, hidden it, lied about his resurrection, and have been willing to give their lives in defense of the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. The only logical explanation for their transformation was the fact that they had seen the risen Christ. That's what transformed them from being scared fishermen to courageous apostles that were willing to preach the gospel even to the giving of their lives. It's the only logical explanation for their transformation that they had seen the risen Christ. And there's no way, of course, to explain the conversion of St. Paul, Saul of Tarsus, who became St. Paul, than the fact he had seen the risen Christ. Saul was a bitter persecutor of the Christians. And yet, because Jesus appeared to him in his glorified, resurrected body, Saul of Tarsus was converted and became the great St. Paul. He became a saint because he had seen the risen Christ. The only way to explain the transformation of the apostles and the conversion of St. Paul was because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. And that gave these apostles the courage to lay down their lives, to be brutally tortured, killed, some of them scourged, some of them crucified upside down like St. Peter, some of them beheaded. Because of why? Because they believed in the resurrection. Because, not because the tomb was empty, but because they had seen the risen Christ. And now that's how you explain the resurrection to those who do not believe. Walk through it logically with them. The tomb was empty. That's a historical fact. Either he rose or somebody stole his body. And those who stole his body were either his enemies who would have produced it, or the apostles who were way too afraid to steal his body. They never would have done it. They never could have gotten through the guards. Even if they had, would they have been willing to die for that lie? They would not. The only explanation of our faith is that Jesus Christ is truly risen from the dead. This is the Easter season. Our faith is hinged upon the fact that Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. God bless you.